Mill, welcome to Runcorn. First, how's fitness and that after our midweek adventure?
Great, no different to a league game. Travelling conditions were the same. Two-hour flight, it's a two-hour coach journey, like going to Baysford, so no excuses. The only thing probably that we played on the Wednesday instead of the Tuesday. But lads are in good spirits. We've changed it up today. We've kept people fresh and rotated people. But, there's something about this fixture for me that will kind of outclass it as the defining moment in my FC United career. We came here 2.5 years ago. We underestimated their opposition. We were 1-0 up at half-time through Sunday. Words were said, things were done. And we came out second half, we won the game 3-0, and after that we went on a 17-game unbeaten run. So the message to the squad is don't underestimate sides from a lower division. Don't go and win your last two games and let yourselves down today, and go and give a really good showpiece of yourselves today, and that's what we're going to do.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? They are lower league opposition, one step below us, but they're a very good side, aren't they? And how important is it to mirror what we did last time and get a goal within the first couple of minutes?
I mean, you can't underestimate them. I mean, they've had a freak result in midweek, 4-0 at home to Mosley, but then you look last week and I think they beat league leaders, Workington. So they're going to be a good side, and obviously they've got the spice of having, playing against one of their ex-players in Aaron Morris, a bit of spice against playing FC United, probably the biggest crowd of the season will be on today. So, it goes in their favours. They're the underdogs, have nothing to lose, but we've just reminded ourselves, me included, of, these are a good side. It doesn't matter what step you play at, there can always be a banana skin, and if we want to stay in the trophy, we've got to apply ourselves like we did at 70 minutes at Witten last week and now we did in Poland in midweek. So it's a game we can't wait for. People will look at the team selection and think, that's a change, but when you've played back-to-back 90 minutes and you've been working all week as well and you've travelled, we need to rest and rotate, and that's what we'll do today. And if it doesn't go according to plan, it's my fault.
And how important is the FA trophy to the grand scheme of things?
I mean, it's that competition that you always talk about, the FA Cup, wanting to get to the first round. Pete, there is a team from our level who get to Wembley. There's Wembley at the stake at the end of it. You can look as far as you want down the line. The one club from either 1, 2, 3, 4 will get to Wembley, and we've got to aim high. We've got to set our sights big. There's no point coming to Runcorn today and say Wembley isn't in our sights, because it is. It sounds a long, long way away, but we've got to overcome Runcorn first, and then the next round, and then the next round. And if we keep believing and keep putting on performances, then who knows where you end up? And even when you come across the better teams, one time we'll be the underdog. But we've got a big game today, Ben, and we're going to make sure that we're on it from the off, and hopefully it's a good game and we come out on top at the end.